Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see you guys here this morning. So Thursday is a very special time. Can anybody tell me what Thursday is? What's Thursday? Thanksgiving! That's exactly right. So some of you may get in a car and drive a really long time to see your families, or maybe they come to you. It's a time that we spend with our family and our friends, and we eat a lot of good food. Maybe you eat turkey, or maybe you eat ham, or maybe you eat mashed potatoes or macaroni and cheese, but whatever it is you eat lots of good food. I think I'm making everybody hungry right now, right? So it's a day that we eat a lot of good food and we spend time with our family and our friends and we remember all the things that we are thankful for. And I wanted to tell you guys that I am thankful for each and every one of you and for all our friends who can't be here this morning. I am thankful that I get to come be with you each week and teach you more about God. And I'm thankful for my family and my friends and our church family out here. We have a lot of things to be thankful for. And the Bible talks a lot about being thankful. Now, in the Old Testament, there's a lot of people who would thank God for the things that he did for them. So when God parted the Red Sea, or when God rescued them from Egypt, all the things that God did, the people would thank him for. And there's a lot of Psalms that are songs of thankfulness, where they are saying thank you to God for who he is and for what he had done for them. And the New Testament is the same way. There's a lot of people saying thank you to God. And Paul, in 1 Corinthians, tells the people in Corinth that he thanks God every day for them, that he was thankful for them every single day. And what he reminds us with that is that Thanksgiving isn't just one day. We choose one day to eat all this food and to think about the things we're thankful for, but we should also be thankful every single day, because here's the thing. You have a wonderful family, even if your brothers and sisters drive you crazy sometimes. You can always be thankful for them. You have great friends that you can be thankful for. You have God and God's love no matter what that you can be thankful for. You can be thankful that God is always with you. You can be thankful that you have a warm house and food to eat and clothes to wear. There's all kinds of things that we can be thankful for each and every day. And when we tell God thank you each and every day, we will be living the way that God wants us to live and the way that Paul lived, because we will be living a life of gratitude. So when you talk to God each day, I hope that you will tell him at least one thing you are thankful for, not just on Thursday, but every day of the year. So let's pray and talk to God and tell God some of the things we're thankful for, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for always being there for us and for loving us no matter what. Thank you for our friends and our families and for all the blessings you give us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.